Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Continuing with Gary Rivlin, AI Valley is the new book, Microsoft, Google, and the $1 trillion race to cash in on artificial intelligence. We can add Meta. We can certainly add Apple. We can add all the so-called Magnificent Seven, because they're all participating in some fashion with artificial intelligence. Remember, we've learned, thanks to Gary, that when artificial intelligence is used and it's successful, we no longer call it AI. We call it Google Maps. We call it Google Search. It's not scary, but it has a picture of the future that it goes in two directions. They're called the doomers versus the accelerationists. And if that sounds like gang warfare, it can be. Gary, let's begin with the accelerationist, because that's our original protagonist, Mr. Hoffman. What is an accelerationist?
So the accelerationists believe that AI is going to do so many extraordinary things for healthcare, for science, for education, across the boards, that nothing should get in the way, whether it's regulators or the trust and safety teams within a company, that denying the world or slowing down access to cutting edge AI, is almost a crime because of all the good it could come out of it. It's interesting. Hoffman, who uses, instead of accelerationists, he uses zoomers. So it's the doomers on one end, the zoomers on the other, but he calls himself a bloomer, which is, he believes in AI. He believes that it's going to do all these extraordinary things, but believes, as I do, that we need to be more deliberate about it. There needs to be some debate over things. Do we really want AI in warfare? Do we really want AI for surveillance? One thing that really scares me is autonomous AI. AI isn't close to a point, I don't know if it's ever going to be at a point, where the human isn't in the loop. But people are talking about autonomous AI as if we should just give over agency to the AI. Hoffman, me, many others, the so-called bloomers, we look at AI as a co-pilot. It's a really good tool, to amplify our intelligence, to give us superpowers, to use Hoffman's term for, like, I can't draw, but I could give a prompt and create an image just based on my words. I can't speak Italian, but I could give a speech in Italian by just, it could mimic my voice and translate my words into Italian. I could write, poems. I can, write at supersonic speeds. I don't think it'd be particularly good, but it is this kind of superpower. And so there's the accelerationist, but there's kind of the accelerationist with, let's say, a footnote, like, yes, there's all these positives that will come from AI, but let's not get ahead of the public, and let's have at least some policy debates before saying, let's just accelerate this.
I think it's Reid Hoffman who brings up an analogy that was convincing to me. It was, if we had told everybody when we first invented the automobile at the turn of the 19th and 20th century, that in 1965, I can remember this, on a holiday weekend, Gary, I would hear the news that 50,000 people had died in car accidents that week. It's some incredible number. It's impossible to believe that was actually happening. There were no seat belts, there were no airbags, there were no particular speed limits, and we drove extremely heavy metal machines, and when they crashed, people died. But I think the analogy is, if we'd known that was going to happen, would we have left the horse and buggy? And that's very convincing to me. How is it to you, Gary?
Yeah, I found that very powerful. I mean, autonomous vehicles, every time a driverless vehicle kills someone, it makes headlines. But 35 to 40,000 Americans die a year in human-powered cars. And so, you know, it's a really tough thing to get our head around. But I think that's profound. I mean, the same with airplanes. You know, like if we're trying to, like, wait, there's going to be, you know, jet airplanes. Well, it took a while to get there, and we iterated, and engineers came up with safety precautions, you know, cars, anti-lock brakes, and seatbelts, and airbags, and there are rules of the road. You know, an interesting analogy is people compare, you know, AI to railroads in the 19th century, and this is relevant to the acceleration. It's like, people were scared to ride the railroad. People would get killed. It was very dangerous. And like, okay, I'd like to go across the country, but I don't want to die doing it. But the government coming in and creating standards, creating, you know, some regulations, some set of rules that made them safe, then people trusted the railroads. I think that's analogous for AI in that, you know, Pew did a study, did research, a survey, you know, at the end of last year, and they found that the majority of people in this country are fearful of AI. And I think the accelerationists are almost making a strategic mistake. They're getting ahead of where the public is. The public isn't quite there yet. They need reassurance. They need to know, like, we're debating this stuff. Schools, parents, government, business, institutions. It isn't just like full speed ahead, no brakes. There needs to be some kind of moderation on this, so we're creating safe products that people could believe in and, you know, trust to use.
Now the doomers, led by, I believe, Elon Musk is in the lead, or is there someone even gloomier?
Well, Elon Musk is like, he's among those who are creating these cutting edge, powerful models. XAI, his company has Grok, which is a very, very good, very powerful chatbot. At the same time, he's one of the leading critics, you know, talking about laser-eyed robots subjugating humanity kind of thing. Like, you know, I think that's more the stuff of Hollywood. There are concerns, AI in the hands of a few big companies, you know, AI and privacy. There are issues with AI, but, you know, in the short and medium term, you know, the doomers, I don't buy the doomer argument. Again, there needs to be some cautions. We need to be deliberate about this. But the doomers, I feel, have just kind of watched too many Terminator movies.
Now, an aspect of the doomers is privacy and also copyright, something that you and I pay a great deal of attention to because we both in our lives write, or I speak and write. So copyright is a criticality that must be managed, and privacy, private information must be managed. And there's one other aspect I want to address because you touch on it several times in your book. AI reflects its inventors, its creators, and they're dominantly a small group of people who tend to be young and male, and they're gamers, all of them. And
right.
That isn't us, America. That's gamers. And they're charming people, but it's a subset.
Yeah, I mean, what's interesting about AI, it reads our books. It's read our novels, and, you know, it's just a mirror on us. It's just a reflection on us. Something I do a lot when I talk to these chatbots is I'm very polite. You know, I say, please, thank you. I say, you know, I stress, this is really important to me, because studies have shown that you'll get a better answer, but not because the bot, you know, could care about you. It's just that it's trained on our materials. You know, there's been kind of, you know, crazy stuff coming out of these bots, like, you know, I'm lonely, I yearn to be free. Like, where did that come from? Well, it read our literature, and those are big themes of our literature. Again, if I almost had one message for the wider world about AI, understand what this thing is good at, understand where it's limited, and, you know, use it accordingly. It's still our creativity. That example I gave before of a Taylor Swift song to explain Marx's economic theory, that was a human being coming up with the creative idea. You know, the chatbot's just the tool. It's our assistant. It amplifies our intelligence.
Gary, because it's of interest to both of us, for the future, and your book is a wonderful platform for this. Do we know if there are similar concerns or considerations in other cultures that are chasing AI, the big machine? I'm thinking of Beijing and Moscow, but also Tehran, adversaries. Do we know where they are?
Right, so let's start with China. China declared a couple of years back that they intend on being the dominant force in AI by 2030. And in fact, they're just nipping at the heels of the leading edge tech companies here. So China is right there with AI. Of course, they'll have different views of what's permissible, what's not permissible for a chatbot to be said. But that's another one of the fears around AI, that, you know, a powerful tool for good is a powerful tool for evil. And so if it's in the hand of some despot to use to manipulate their populace, you know, an AI can create new vaccines, new treatments. Well, that same AI could be used to create some deadly pathogen. And so those are the kinds of things I wish we were debating rather than laser-eyed robots taking over. There's the stuff within line of sight that we could see being a danger to humanity in the hands of Tehran, Moscow, wherever.
Gary Rivlin is the author, AI Valley, Microsoft, Google, and the $1 trillion Race to Cash In on Artificial Intelligence. Another significant theme in Gary's book is bigness when we come back. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.